الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ها أنتم أولئك تحبونهم ولا يحبونكم وتؤمنون بالكتاب كله. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. A very important subject. All the subjects of the Quran Sharif are so important. And this is now, it looks, and this is one of the miracles and the beauties of the Quran, that it is always fresh and relevant. If you read the Quran, it will look like it was just revealed today. Many times you wonder, was this ayat in the Quran Sharif? Though you read it perhaps 1,000 times before. But the way it comes, just when you need it, it's there to guide you. So yeah, also Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is explaining some very important points which are very relevant to us. The background of this is that in Medina Sharif, the Jews were living for a long time. They had migrated there about 300 years before Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam went there. They had read, and the ulama had informed them that the final Nabi will be coming here. The Medina Sharif's name at that time was Yathrib. So they came and settled there. The Aus and the Khazraj, the two tribes of Medina Sharif, the Arab tribes were also there. And they had a cordial, good relationship with the Jews also. And they lived side by side. The Aus and the Khazraj were idol worshippers. And they had cherished their idols which they had worshipped also. Then when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, Allah made him his Nabi, he started propagating the deen of Islam. Allah had given the people of the Aus and the Khazraj the tawfiq that they accepted Islam. They came for their Hajj in the days of ignorance also, they used to make Hajj. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam used to propagate deen amongst all the people. So they accepted Islam. And then they became very good and very strong Muslims, which came to be known as the Ansar. But they still kept their relationships with their Jews, their old contacts they had. And they were like socializing in and out with them. So yeah, in this ayat now, in this subject, Allah prohibits that. They don't keep close contact with the non-believers, because that is very, very harmful for you. Yeah, Allah gives 10 reasons why you should not keep so close contact with them, socialize with them, make them your bosom friends, etc. Yeah, another very important point, which is a principle of tafsir also, of usul-e-tafsir, and our ulama always indicate this also, point it out. Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali, Allah reward him, perhaps there isn't a subject or any point of deen which he has not explained and illustrated. So they say that, like many of us, unfortunately, and even in Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali's time, and even before that, many of these things, the ulama say, general ulama, who have inclination more towards dunya and to keep the peace in the world, etc. They say that this ayat referred to the Jews, to the non-Muslims. So it doesn't refer to us. The answer to that, one Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullahi used to give, that he used to plead and say, oh my brothers, if this is referring to the kuffar and the bad qualities of the kuffar, then how much mustn't the mu'mineen be staying away from those qualities? If Allah is, that is despicable to have those bad qualities which the kuffar have got, and Allah Ta'ala is explaining and expounding that, then for the believers to have that qualities, how much more worse it is. The other explanation is that the Quran Sharif has been revealed for who? For the Muslims. And the Quran Sharif explains so much about the Jews and the Christians. Jews and Christians are not going to read the Quran. Here and there somebody will read, somebody will get hidayat, but by and large it's for the Muslims. So then for who are all those ayat? They just like, na'uzubillah, irrelevant. They are about the Jews, they don't refer to us. They are for the Christians, they don't refer to us. It is for us to take a lesson. And the lessons are, first, don't follow them. When they have got these bad qualities, then how can you follow them? The other is be careful that these qualities must not come in you. These bad qualities must not come in you. If in my father's shop, one of the workers did something wrong, and my father, the boss of the shop, he shouts and he reprimands that person. Me as a son, I must take more, be careful. I mustn't do those wrong things which he has done. Because then my father will become even more angry on me. On your own people, you take it out more also. Also, if that attitude is that this refers to the kuffar, then the Quran Sharif has got so many ayat about Jahannam. Jahannam is for the kuffar. So then means all those ayat also, na'uzubillah, are irrelevant. We are believers, we are going to Jannah. Why must we worry about Jahannam? So it doesn't refer to us, na'uzubillah. It refers to us. And why is that person, when even something happens to somebody else, the events of the day all around, why is it? Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali writes, at the time when there was a plague around in their area, Tanabowan and all that area, so the newspapers carried all this information. So Manana said that there are so many people, they read those newspapers and then they get frightened. And the other thing is, they read this and where people, so many people have died here in this place, so many have died, but it doesn't move us a little bit to make dua. He says that we have lost it completely, haven't we got any contact with the ummah? So all this is for us to take a lesson, that we be concerned and we be worried. So, inshallah. So, yeah, Allah tabaraka ta'ala says that all the Ansar of Medina, and it is a lesson and it's a usul of tafsir also. And it's very surprising that how come the scholars, they have studied the usul, they know it, they teach it also, but when it comes here, they say it doesn't refer to us. That for what occasion the ayats of the Quran were revealed. Many ayats for the Battle of Badr, for this occasion, for that occasion, this incident took place, this ayats were revealed. They are not confined to that occasion. They were revealed for that occasion, and to get the proper understanding, you have to know the shan and nuzul, which it is called, that for when were the ayats revealed. But the Quran is not confined to that time, that period, that event. The Quran is still the day of Qiyamah. And we have to take the moral and the lesson from there, and we have to apply it to ourselves, that we must not fall prey to all these things. So many people just pass off all these ayats, this refers to the kuffar, this refers to that occasion. So then most of the Quran Sharif, na'uzubillah, is then irrelevant. Perhaps that's why they want to have a new type of Quran also. They take out all this irrelevant ayats, and that will be like that person who wanted to have a lion tattooed on his hand, which is haram. And some people also, the Quran Sharif gives also many examples of the Quran. Those people, example of that slave who is a slave of many owners. What kind of a slave? How difficult? That doesn't mean, now the Quran gave that example, so the Quran is soft on that point. That you can be like a mushrik, you can have many gods. Na'uzubillah. So by giving an example, some people, shortness of understanding, they also feel that now, this is giving an example of a TV. Of anything else, that now this person is also getting soft on TV. They're just an example. So a tattoo, which is totally haram. So a person who makes a tattoo, he goes to the person who makes it, and that person pricks him. So he feels the pain. So he jumps and he asks, "What are you doing?" He says, "I'm making the ear of the lion." So he says, "It's too painful. Can't you have a lion only with one ear?" So he said, "Okay, we won't make both ears." So he pricks him again to make the other ear. Again he paints, again he jumps, "What you making?" "I'm making the other ear. You can't have a lion without ears also." So he pricks him again. "What you making now?" "The tail." He said, "It's too painful. You can't have a lion without a tail also." So like that, everything, then you'll have no lion. So we also, Fajr is too difficult for us. Who says that I'm not a Muslim if I don't make Fajr? I'm still a Muslim. Then Isha is too late nowadays. So Isha also too difficult for me. Who say I'm not a Muslim? Where's the fatwa that I'm not a Muslim if I don't make Isha? I'm still a Muslim. So everything, beard. If I don't keep a beard, who say I'm not a Muslim? So everything is too painful, too difficult for us. Then finally what Islam will be left there? There will be no Islam. Just like that with all the ayat of the Quran. This ayat that refers to the Jews. That one refers to the Christian. That one refers to the Mushrik. This referred to the Battle of Badr. So all that, na'uzu billah, is irrelevant. Then what Quran Sharif will be left to, be left with. So Allah Ta'ala says that, O the Ansar, you were friends with the Jews. Now you have accepted Islam. Now your relationship has to be to change with them. And here also, the socializing, we have to be also very careful. There are very many examples, but like for example, you got a business, you bring your day's takings home, you count it at home. Now you counted all the notes finished, now you are counting the coins. Now your little children, 3, 4 year old, 5, 6 year old, they're playing around there, and you're counting in front of them. Now for them, coin is big money. They don't regard it for them, their money, mostly they get spending is coins. So that coins are big money. Now they see, oh, so much coins. And then they speak about it. The worker in the house, the maid, they'll tell her also that yesterday my father, he was counting big money, lot of money. But it was just coins. So, but then they get an idea now how many things they will build on there. That when does he count his money? Where does he sit and count his money? Where does he put his money? How many times the crooks came and they exactly demanded a certain color of the bag, which they knew there the money was. Everything, where it's being put. So this, the house people was out knowing they're giving away the secret. Like that also, it is very important in our house, and this is the work of the intelligence of governments, etc. When they want to know anything what's happening in a house, they get the hold of the workers in the house. And in a very different way, just casual talk, they speak to them, and they take out so much of information from them. Like today we know, on the internet, you send an email, you get an email. It has been scanned already. And they got your ready answers for you also. You can just press this answer. So they have already picked up. There are key words which they pick up. Then they know this person here, we have to watch what emails he's sending, what he's receiving. So in this way, they glean all our secret life. So we have to be very careful in all these matters. And the most important is deen. And also we know in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his strategy and planning for his battles, one common principle was, if Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam was going in the north, he would inquire the conditions in the south. That what are the conditions there, so the enemy doesn't get an idea in which direction he's going to go. It comes clearly, but in the Battle of Tabuk, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was a very strategic occasion. He made no secret, he discussed it all openly. So anyway, the enemy is all, so we just keeping company, even just light company, but we don't know how much of our secrets we are giving away. If you, the secrets of the people in the house, what's happening in that family, what they're discussing. You can just speak with the little 3, 4 year old children and just casually stir that, you'll get a good idea what is happening in that house. So we have to be very careful. So Allah warns against this, that with the non-Muslims, don't go to the extent of socializing, talking, just your ordinary talking, and they will pick up many of your secrets. So Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, and the friends of Allah, Allah is addressing them, those who are close to Allah, la tattakhidhu bitanatan min dunikum. Don't take bitana, that is your inside clothes, which are close to you. Don't make them your close, bosom friend. That is, don't give your secret. But even in an innocent way, without knowing, you jeopardize yourself. You are talking just ordinary, but they are picking up so many points. Anywhere in immigration, When they ask you some questions, especially when you, they take you in for interrogation, just some general, but they know what they are picking up so many points about you. So don't be so close to them. And so sad that, yeah, the very word the Quran Sharif used, bitana. And when one scholar came and he said, make the Shias your bitana. That is, take them as your that clothing which sticks to your body, your inner clothing. May you keep the Shias like that. And in spite of that, we still cherish those scholars. And we still admire and keep contact with them, whom Allah Ta'ala has clearly said, don't keep contact with such people. Min dunikum, besides you. La ya'lunakum khabala. They don't give up any strategy, any hope to harm you. All the time, their object, the Jews, especially at that time, today also, whatever points they can get to harm you, they are out to harm you all the time. Waddu ma anittum. They love those things which cause harm. Whenever any harm comes to you in any way, they cherish it, they love it, and they go to town with it, talk about it, etc. They are just too happy. Qad badatil baghdha'u min afwahihim. And what they're speaking, their enmity has been made clear. Clear it is that what the enmity is. And today, there is no doubt what the enemies have got, and within ourselves, those people who are opposed to the deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they will market it that these are fundamentalists. Whereas you should be happy if somebody calls you a fundamentalist, and you can tell Allah on the day of Qiyamah, the people were telling me that I was following the true deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the fundamental deen. So we shouldn't feel offended about these things. But they will pass all that. These people are too orthodox and extreme as they are. Then even they'll use the word terrorist, which is completely wrong. But they will even use that word, and we get frightened for that. So this is what they do. And what they, from their mouths, their enmity is very, very clear. They don't want to follow the true original deen, the modern deen, liberal deen, the deen of feminism, the deen of liberalism, the deen of modernism. All that, they cherish those, and they respect and honor those people of that. So much so that the people who have got sunnah resting on, and those people put on their haram Hindu clothes over the sunnah, over the amama also, that bright color, saffron color, they put all their clothes over them. So that is how they hate us, and they want to harm us. وَمَا تُخْفِي صُدُورُهُمْ أَكْبَرُ. And these are the words of Allah, and those who follow the true deen, they know these words are absolute. Today, unfortunately, those modernists, when they discuss any matter also, they don't present an ayat of the Quran. They don't present the sunnah of Nabi. They just look for those things, mainly in the lives of buzurg, where they showed some softness with regard to these matters. And they quote that. But what the life, that whole life of the buzurg was, how much he was against the kuffar and the enemies of Islam, and how, what we will say, he was a fundamentalist, he was an extremist. All his whole life, they discard all that. Only these things. So Allah says, what they hide in their hearts is much more worse. What they are saying, their enmity, which is on their tongue, outwardly, that is terrible. But worse than that is what they still got daggers in their hearts for you. And you, how can you take those people? Keep away from them. They are out to, through and out to harm you. تَتْبَيَّنَّا لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ. We have openly explained our ayats and our signs to you. إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. If you have got brains. And really you can see that those people who are regarded as very clever, intelligent, smart, very educated, these people, they got no brains whatsoever. They will mix with those people, have iftari parties with them, go and pray in their churches. Where can you call that they got brains there? When they are doing all those things, they got no brains whatsoever. A mu'min will be sincere to his Islam and to his deen. Further, those of you, and reasons Allah gave. Further, Allah says, Ha antum ula'i Come, pull your attention. Give me your ear. Listen to what I have got to say now. A very important point. And really it is, the Quran is the Quran. There is nothing like the Quran Sharif. تُحِبُّونَهُمْ وَلَا يُحِبُّونَكُمْ. You love them and they don't love you. How can a person, who can he be so low that you love people, you're dying for that person, you're doing everything and he doesn't love you. In fact, he hates you. Not only he doesn't love you, he hates you. And you can see, unfortunately, almost 100% how we are guilty of this. Their way, our wedding comes, daughter's wedding, anyone wedding in the family, we got Hindu customs in there, we got Christian customs in there, we got Jewish customs in there, everything of everyone. Why? Because we love their ways. On this happy occasion, we want to do things how they do. Though they're not here, they won't even know, but we love them so much that we want to do everything like them. And in their wedding, will they do one thing what the Muslims do? They hate you. They hate your ways also. But you out and through, you love them. You love their ways. Their sports you love. Well, they say that they love our sports. Their lifestyle. We love their lifestyle. And we all have to see how guilty we are. Everything of ours, we are doing like them. So, and how the Quran has explained it so much and drawn our attention. Ha antum ulai. تُحِبُّونَهُمْ. You love them. You do everything like they do. Your education system is like that. Your leisure is like that. Your pleasure is like their things. Their sports is your God, not your religion anymore. Your God, everything of theirs, everything. Wala, and they hate you. They don't. You will wear their funny types of clothes. Will they wear your amama, your kurta? Will they wear your type of dressing? Will they wear the burqa? Will they wear anything of yours? They hate it. They don't want to wear it at all. They just hate our way of life. And still you keep friends with them. And for us, though it refers there directly to the Ansar of Medina, but it refers to us, and we still love them. We still love their ways. How can that be? وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْكِتَابِ كُلِّهِ. And you are those people, you believe in all the kitabs. The Muslims believe in the Torah, the original kitab what was given. Though it's cancelled, we won't follow it. But the original kitab, we believe it's from Allah Ta'ala. The Injil, which was given to Isa alayhi salam, the Torah, the Zabur, the Quran Sharif. And do they believe in your kitab? Do they believe in your Quran? You believe in their Torah, you believe in their Injil. But do they believe in yours? So just see how much they are against you. Through and through they are against you. And still you keep friends with them. And you mix with them. And you play sports with them. And you have end of the year parties with them. And you go to their schools and their universities. And you take pride, in fact, in all that. In their degrees, what they giving out. The matric certificate, that they are satisfied that you have got previously a Christian, Western, modern mind. And now a matric certificate is given to one which they gauge from the answers you gave. When they passed you on that, and especially in the English paper, and in the English paper, especially the literature, that you have got now an atheist, modern Western mind, then they pass you and you get your matric certificate. You have to answer questions of Darwin's theory, and you have to answer it how they want it. So they see this person has got that, so all those things, and you say, I don't believe it, I'm just writing it to pass my exam. Whatever a person does, it has an effect on a person. The zikr we make, why we make zikr? That you'll make zikr, you'll be influenced by Allah, and you'll come towards deen. And if you have to repeat any words of kufr, you'll go towards kufr. So all this, yeah, just by saying those things, just by coming in contact with him, you are being influenced with that all. وَإِذَا لَقُوكُمْ قَالُوا آمَنَّا. And this is another clear hypocritical feature of this. When they meet with, oh, we are your friends, we are with you, we are just like you. How sweetly they meet you. And they talk with you so nice and sweet. وَإِذَا خَلَوْا. But when they are on their own, أَضُّوا عَلَيْكُمُ الْأَنَامِلَ مِنَ الْغَيْرِ. They bite their fingers with anger about you. It is proverbial, that is, they hate you. And in their own circles, what they speak, they call us the Goyim. That is the scum, the dirt, like in on water, the dirt and filth that floats on top. You are those people. You are worse than animals. You are what they call the Palestinians. They are subhuman. They nothing. That is what they regard us as. And you still keep friends with those people? And the Quran has exposed all this and given us 10 reasons here why we should not be keeping contact with them. Allah says, "Qul mutu bi ghayrikum." Die with your anger. You can't do nothing. You can die, you can hate and cry and die, wail and moan, but nothing is going to happen about it. Then further Allah gives the remedy, what we must do, that they won't cause us any harm with all the enmity. One is, don't keep contact, that was one. Inna Allah alimum bidhati sudur. Allah is your guardian, He is your friend, and He knows what is in their hearts. He knows what they are planning and plotting also. So you keep your eyes on Allah Ta'ala. In tamsaskum hasanatun tasu'uhum. If any good comes to you, they hate it. That why did this good come to them? Why did they get this? Why did they get that? When tusibkum sayyatun yafrahu biha. And when some, it is Allah's system for all. Ups and downs come to all. Even His friends, His pious servants also, and the enemy also. So when things go undesirable, untoward things, then when that happens, the yafrahu biha, they become very happy. And what kind of remarks they pass. And this is for the kuffar actually. But we know our own in the family, those people who hate us, when something goes right with us, they hate it. When something goes wrong, then they are just too happy. And what the remarks they pass. Friends also. Within the Muslim society, our people also. These things, how the Quran has explained it all so clearly. Then Allah gives the remedy that in front Allah Ta'ala says, Allah knows everything. And Allah will be in charge of everything. وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا. What you have to do, all that Allah has opened it up. But you don't have to worry about all that. You make sabr and taqwa. The sabr of the time will be different. The taqwa of the time will be different. And that also Allah will put it in your heart if you are sincere. And you have knowledge of deen, Allah will put it in your heart. You just have to exercise sabr and taqwa. If you do that, la yadurrukum kayduhum shay'a. All the planning and plotting won't harm you in the least, but you don't have to worry. You must see that you acquire sabr and taqwa. Yeah, our good people, scholars, we don't see what the Quran said, which acquires. It doesn't make sense to us. These people are attacking us, they are our enemies, they are doing this to us. I must keep quiet, I must make sabr, and I must have taqwa. No, I must retaliate, I must fight, I must go marching, I must go and toy on the street, and I must do all those things. That makes sense to our good scholars. All the Western way of things, all them, take them to the world court. What is it? Nothing. They can make all the judgments, but it doesn't harm them. We have to do the sabr and taqwa. That is what we have to acquire. Inna Allah bima ya'maluna muhit. Whatever they are doing, Allah Ta'ala has got full control. It is fully under Allah Ta'ala. Allah knows everything. So Allah has given us the prescription. Then how beautifully the Quran Sharif has given when the Muslims exercised what they were supposed to do, sabr and taqwa, then what happened? And when they did not, they faltered, they slipped up, then what happened? So Allah says, وَإِذْ غَدَوْتَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ. Remember that time when you had, in the morning you came out from your ahl. Yeah, there is also a very great point to take notice of. Ahlika, your family, your ahl, your family. And who? All the mufassirin, the Sunni Shia mufassirin, are all united that this refers to the house of Hazrat Aisha. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam spent that night in the house of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. So Allah refers to her as your ahlika, ahle bayt, which they say that only the five people are of the ahle bayt. نبي عليه الصلاة والسلام، حضرت فاطمة، حضرت علي رضي الله تعالى عنه، حسن حسين رضي الله تعالى عنهم. Allah clearly refers to حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها that she is also أهل بيت. She is also of the close family. And then you came out تُبَوِّعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ مَقَاعِدَ لِلْقِتَالِ arranging the lines of the believers for the war, for the battle of Badr. You had arranged all the lines for the believers. For the battle of Uhud, the battle of Uhud, that you came out and you arranged all the lines for them. Wallahu Sami'un Alim, and Allah was, is He ever hearing, ever knowing, knows everything. إِذْ هَمَّتْ طَائِفَتَانِ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ تَفْشَلَى. Then at that time, the two tribes and people of the Aus and Khazraj, influenced by Abdullah ibn Sabah, Ra'isul Munafiqeen, going for the battle, and he had a following of 300 people. Muslims were short in number also, and he turned back. And he said, no, this is not warfare, this is going to kill yourself. That this is suicide, how can you go? In other narration he said, they didn't listen to my mashura. So why must I go and fight? Why must I jeopardize my life? So he turned away. And two groups of the Ansar also got influenced. They also wanted to not go. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ وَلِيُّهُمَا. Allah was their friend. Allah guided them, made them strong. And they stayed firm. They didn't turn away. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And Allah Ta'ala's help is there with the believers. Then there, where a little bit misunderstanding came about guarding that pass, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had given strict orders that no matter what happens here while we are fighting, you people guard that pass. But they thought it was only till the war was on. The war was over now. Muslims were collecting the booty, everything. So they thought they had a misunderstanding. So that we must also go. And the Amir told them, no, we have been commanded to stay here. But they went. Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, till that time was not a Muslim. And he saw this opportunity. And he came and he laid his attack from the back. And a wonderful victory turned into a temporary total defeat and total loss. 70 Sahaba became shaheed. Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the beloved uncle of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, became shaheed. So Allah says, if you slip up a little of your sabr and taqwa, وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا, Allah gave the example of Badr, of Uhud, and says, you see what happened there. On the other hand, وَلَقَنْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرِ. And in the battle of Badr, Allah's great, great help, when you people were firm on your sabr and taqwa, Allah's command, you were few in number, you were outnumbered, you had no weapons compared to, you were completely at a loss, but Allah's help, وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّ, and you were like weak and nothing in the eyes of the enemy. They were all powerful, everything. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So always fear Allah. Then you will have the opportunity to make shukr to Allah. We don't have taqwa, things go wrong, then we are complaining all the time. Have taqwa, Allah will bring those conditions that you will have, that you will be able to make shukr. Then Allah explains further how beautifully Allah Ta'ala helped in the battle of Badr. إِذْ تَقُولُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah said, when you, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, wahi came to you and you explained it to the believers, أَلَنْ يَكْفِيَكُمْ أَنْ يُمِدَّكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ بِثَلَاثَةِ آلَافٍ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُنْزَلِينَ. Isn't that enough for you to make you firm that Allah will send 3,000 malaika to help you? And in Surah Anfal, first 1,000 malaika. And these malaika, because the kuffar were 1,000 strong, so Allah sent 1,000 malaika. Then Allah made increased it to 3,000. They outnumbered the Muslims by 3. The Muslims were a third of them. So Allah sent 3,000. Then news came that there is somebody else coming, one of the kuffar, with another big contingent of warriors. Of soldiers, they are coming also. Muslims got again afraid. Allah said, we'll send 5,000. Oh. In the battle of Badr, Allah Ta'ala showed that Allah Ta'ala sent His help through the malaika. And in the battle of the other battle, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala directly, without even. So Allah shows He send your help with asbab, even without asbab. What you have to do is sabr and taqwa. Again Allah repeats, in tasbiru wa tattaqu. Remember, these are the key words which we pay no attention to. Our good, pious people, learned people, we look at what maghaz ke ghore dorate hai. We make the horses of our brain run. And what our brains think, we must do this, we must do that, we must see what the condition, what will be the backlash, what could happen. We don't see what Allah and His command and His Rasul's commands are. That is what we have to do. So Allah says, you have sabr and taqwa, wa ya'tukum min fawrihim hadha. And even if that other big contingent comes and they lay a full out attack on you suddenly, and a heavy attack, يُمْدِدْكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ بِخَمْسَةِ آلَافٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُسَوِّمِينَ. You don't have to worry. Allah has made the arrangement for you to be protected. Allah will send 5,000. And those malaika came with the clear designation, they are malaika. Another very important thing, the malaika are people of the heavens. They are in tasbih, reading namaz. They are in all the time, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. They what they got to do with warfare of dunya's life, and in dunya's life, fighting. But when they came, immediately that moment, Allah taught them how to fight also. They didn't go to any university or any training, battle training. Allah taught them immediately how they fought and how they gave the Muslims solace also and victory also. وَمَا جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بُشْرَى لَكُمْ. Allah made all this a source of great joy and happiness for you. وَلِتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُكُمْ بِهِ. And so your heart can find itminan. وَمَنْ نَصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ. Remember, help is solely and only from Allah. So all these conditions which are here, we have to see what we must do. And that doesn't make sense to us, unfortunately. Even now after we read and we have explained it, it doesn't make sense to us. We must have sabr, taqwa, observe the commands of Allah. And how many instances in the lives of the Sahaba, after them also, wherever the Muslims remained with sabr, on their deen firm, Allah gave them great victory. And when we faltered, then the consequences were according to that. Allah guide us and let us understand not to keep friends and bosom friends and socialize with the enemies of Islam, whether they are from outside or whether they are from inside. And the inside munafiqs are even more worse. For to recognize them is even more difficult. And to save yourself is even more difficult. Quran has exposed it openly and to given us our guidelines. Allah give us tawfiq of amal, inshallah.